Sir, to please hit the open for three
strikes. It is. He doesn't even know where it is. Three strikes. Let's talk about the Hills, Jonathan.
Better up.
How many characters do you know on that show? I know you know Clint.
I know LC. I would spot her. The flesh-colored beard guy, Pratt.
That's it.
Yeah. Because I believe
Cutler's wife was on that other show.
The dark-haired girl, I think I would recognize her. But they've all had so much plastic surgery, who knows? Jonathan in Blue Springs, what's going on, man? You're up on three strikes. How are you?
Doing good. How are you guys doing?
Oh, man, we're so good. We are so very good. All right, here we go. On the line, a pair of tickets to see the Royals and the Detroit Tigers at the next 6:10 Saturday. Ron is just...
I'm just saying, Jonathan, if you were Brody Jenner, could you date somebody named Caitlyn with the possibility of her name being Caitlyn Jenner?
Hell no.
Thank you. Come on now. I'm not the only horny one out
Dudes,
here.
Dudes, don't Rock think one. That far in advance.
No, that's a strike.
I don't.
You're already in the hole, Jonathan. All
that's
right,
not
here we
true,
go.
Jonathan.
It most certainly is. 0-1 count. Here we go. Question number one. Give me three similarities between O.J. Simpson and Steven Serta.
Oh, my God.
They procrastinate.
Oh, boy, that's true.
No doubt. Yeah. It took O.J. forever to go, you know what? Let's go get the stuff.
I'm much better at fantasy football than him.
Okay, why did you just give it away?
He just gave you an answer there.
They're very good at hiding details in their lives.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
That is fantastic.
God, Lord, Jonathan, you are great, man.
Two down, one to go. Give me one other similarity between Steven Serta and O.J. Simpson.
They like young blondes.
Obvious.
Yeah,
good
wow.
God. I could go clip Jonathan's toenails myself.
All of the answers I thought that were available, he came up with completely different answers.
That's
that
beautiful.
Was fantastic, Jonathan.
I'm turned on.
Question number two. If you're trying to have the best dinner order at the table and you're with a group of friends, give me three selections that will give you a shot to win best order at the table.
And I'll be the judge of this one.
What kind of restaurant?
Oh, wow. What a follow-up question. How about an American-style cuisine restaurant? That's good, man. Jonathan.
Okay. How about some fried catfish?
Wow. I didn't even think that, Jonathan. You've taken this to a Southern. Yes, Grandma Dunn. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to. Yeah, you're right. That's good. Okay.
One down, two to go. Keep going.
Okay. Let's say... Some nacho fries.
No, I can't get it. Strike one!
You're at a table with five or more people. You want to have the best order, so everyone's jealous of what is placed down in front of you. Give me another option, a 1-1 count, Jonathan. Here we go.
Okay, let's go with... fajitas.
Fajitas stand out. You got to give him fajitas, all right?
Oh, I agree. I was waiting for Ron to give me the okay.
That skillet, it's
okay,
sizzling.
All right.
Everybody in the restaurant can smell
real,
it.
If we're not
fajitas
at just some...
are
not,
a game
yeah,
changer.
If we're at a certain place, okay, all right,
yes.
I'll give you fajitas.
I mean, they're sizzling. When they come out, everyone has to look. Of course.
Everybody gets jealous when they see fajitas.
No, that's not true. Everyone doesn't get jealous when
so
they see fajitas.
So, obviously, drawing the attention of people around you is key. I think there's one that's... really standing out, but go ahead, Jonathan. Give me one more.
Okay, how about a giant chicken fried steak?
I'm going with that.
Yes,
yeah,
of
hell
course.
Yeah. A giant one, man. Get you some of that mashed potatoes, and if they perfectly put that spoon in that mashed potato to create that crevice that the gravy can go in, good God almighty.
All right, now here we go. Third and final question for you. This is really a question of whether or not you listened to this one specific show that we had. But if I was to ask Ron right now, I need you to tell me what his answers would be. Give me three possible names for my firstborn kid.
Oh, man. I listen every day, but I must have missed this one.
Because Ron said, I guarantee that any kid that you have will be this.
So possible names that would coordinate with that.
About Little Vern.
Not a chance.
Track one. Nope, you're off on the wrong foot thus far, thinking of me having a junior.
Man, I don't know, guys. I didn't hear this segment.
Strike three.
Yeah! Damn it, Jonathan. Throw out white people names.
No, you don't even know.
Steve doesn't even know.
You watch the show. You listen.
You know what? If Steve, you do it. You do it. Jonathan, hang right there. I still might have something for you the way this thing's going. Steve, three names. And that if I was to ask Ron, the name of my firstborn could be what?
Ta.
God, you are an idiot.
Okay.
I think I just want to quit.
Track one.
I want to quit with... I seriously, somebody else, put in your applications and
Steve,
send them to me.
Another one.
Who wants to be a producer?
Philip.
Who wants to be a damn producer? Are you kidding me?
One more.
What are you doing back there?
We opened the show with this one day.
Samuel.
Strike three.
Are you kidding? No, I'm serious. No, I'm serious. I'm serious. Hold on. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding right now?
Hang on. But show, for real. Jonathan, stay right there. If our own producer doesn't know the answer, I can't expect you to know it. The answer is any female name, because Ron said in his soul he knows I'm never going to have a son.
Are you kidding me?
I think that was a poorly worded question.
It was not. Everyone on the text line knows what he was talking about. You idiot. Are you kidding me? What in the world?
Jonathan, stay right there. You got a pair of Royals tickets
Folks,
coming your way. Thank you for playing.
Don't forget, 12:43, Friday with the report card. Please remember this. Are you kidding me?
Get rid of that damn music.
We sit here and do this.
I'm picking up followers left and right.
We
today.
Even did. That's all you care about. We even did it in the pre-show meeting. Once again, anybody taking, I'm taking applications. I'm this is ridiculous.
I mean, you're not really, though.
Yeah, I mean, Ron,
yeah,
Ron,
I am. Yeah, wait till we get done with this.
You don't have that authority whatsoever. Yeah,
wait till we get this meeting over when I get done with him.